One of the things that I believe keeps all of us in our sociological boxes is fear of the unknown and failure to communicate. Before you say, I'm not Black, I'm not Asian, I'm not Hispanic, I'm not gay, I'm not a parent, I'm not the boss, I'm not religious, I don't want to do or say the wrong thing, risk it all and face your fears by digging in and loving more. I don't have children of my own, but when I got married at the young age of 24, I instantly inherited two middle school stepdaughters. I did not say to those young girls, I am not a mother, I don't want to do or say the wrong thing. I also did not expect them to figure out my stepmother role for me. Instead, I did my own research. I talked to all my friends who had step-parents and found out what their step-parents did or didn't do that shaped their adult lives, and then I made a concerted effort to be a mother, even though I had no experience or permission to be one. I just figured it out and did it anyway. I loved my stepdaughters with all my heart, even at times when it didn't seem like they wanted my love. And despite the fact that my marriage failed, those relationships with my stepdaughters that I worked so hard to build still exist today. You don't have to look or think exactly like someone else to know how to love and do the right thing. Just like I didn't have to birth my own children to know how to be a mother. The pitch challenge today: who are you avoiding because you don't think you can relate or are experienced enough to engage? What scares you about going deeper with this person? Face your fears and choose love. There is no fear in love. So if you are self-inflicting fear, start with small loving acts of kindness to get over your own misplaced uneasiness. Continue to choose love over fear until you are no longer fearful of a relationship that may prove to be the most important endeavor of your lifetime.